I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spirit AeroSystems Holdings Wednesday reported a loss of just under $477 million in the third quarter. On a per-share basis, Wichita's largest employer said it had a loss of $4.07. Losses adjusted for pre-tax expenses were $3.03 per share. The aircraft parts maker posted revenue of $1.47 billion in the period, which fell short of street forecasts.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, if there was any doubt about the fate of Boeing's $8 billion agreement to buy Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems because of the significant financial challenges that the aerospace giant is facing, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg putting those questions to rest. Ortberg told analysts yesterday on his first quarterly earnings call since assuming the leadership role back in August, quote, "Just to be clear, there's no change in our commitment to the Spirit acquisition and the integration. That's clearly one of our major activities here in terms of stabilizing the business, as they are a big part of the supply chain," unquote. The move to acquire Spirit, Wichita's largest employer and Boeing's biggest supplier, is expected to close sometime in the middle of next year.
Ryan Samples, founder and CEO of Oklahoma City-based Bankonit, is the launch customer for the new Cessna Citation CJ4 Gen 3 business jet. Textron Aviation announced at the National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas last Monday, the same day the Wichita-based aircraft manufacturer unveiled the Cessna Citation M2 Gen 3 and CJ3 Gen 3 alongside the CJ4 Gen 3. Company said Samples had entered into a purchase agreement to take delivery of the first CJ4 Gen 3. The jet is expected to enter into service in 2026. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal.
Gosh, when I hear all those numbers and the last name Samples, start thinking about Junior Samples.
BR549. Yeah,
that's the number.
from the old days of Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw was probably the corniest, lowest form of humor that you can
Well,
be.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
So did America.
I love that TV show.
Me too.
Hee-Haw. Yeah. I'm picking and you're grinning. Okay. All right. Halloween's just around the corner.
A week away, baby.
Yeah, it's next
week.
A week
from tonight, yeah.
The chocolate company Ferrero released their 2024 Halloween survey, and they're trying to learn the hot new trend is adults celebrating Halloween. Yeah, that's
been
not
going
new.
On yeah. for like decades. Yeah.
They're trying to get a new term trending, adult-o-ween.
Dumb.
Here are a few stats to kick the spookiest month of the year. Just thought I'd share these with you. 69% of adults plan to buy Halloween candy, even if they don't expect trick-or-treaters. So, for some of us, it's just an excuse to eat sweets.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I just did that the other day.
67% of parents will buy extra candy just in case they need it, then secretly stash some away for themselves. You probably got a few Kit Kat bars from last year. 58%.
I did go out last year, like the day after Halloween, and I bought one of those. I bought an insanely large bag of candy that was 90% discount.
I was still
eating that stuff after Christmas, after New Year's. I was like still eating Kit Kats and Whoppers.
58%. Will decorate their house in some way, even if it's just a pumpkin on the porch. 60% of people said they enjoy pumpkin carving. And I must tell you, they were having a big sale at Stutzman's the other day. And my wife went up there and she filled up this cart with pumpkins and flowers and all.
Oh my.
Yeah, the front of our house is now very well decorated.
Very nice, very autumnal.
Yeah. She was just looking for an excuse to spend some money, I think. And she got it. 47% of adults said they like to dress up in costumes for their own enjoyment. I don't care if you like costumes. It's for me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. 36% of people plan to dress their pets up this year. Are you a pet dresser?
No.
No. Hmm. The indignity of it all, right?
Yeah.
77%
on both sides.
77% of adults feel nostalgic about trick-or-treating.
Well, yeah. I definitely am in that category.
Used to have a ball on them.
Exactly.
Halloween night.
Yep.
40% of people polled said Halloween is their favorite holiday. 40%.
Ooh, that's, wow, 40%. That's large.
That is big.
I am not in that 40%.
Well, most people, I would think, would be Thanksgiving or Christmas.
You would think those two would.
Or my birthday.
40%.
Nostalgic feelings about I got to tell you, I've got one that recurs, and it goes back to when my brothers and I lived in the small town of Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you could go trick-or-treating all over town.
Right.
And not get any worries, nothing like that. It was, you know, beautiful. I just remember a beautiful fall night down in the south part of town across the river.
Right.
They had an armory, they mm-hmm. called it, where the National Guard gathered. Well, they opened that up for the kids, and they had things in there like games and candy.
Nice.
And it was great. We got in there, had a big mat with these giant boxing gloves. They were like pillows. So we got in there and slugged that out for a while, you know. And then they had a real army tank from World War II outside.
Oh.
You could climb all over that. So, yeah, we had a great time. I was about, I don't know, 10.
Nice.
You know, when you're 10 years old.
Well, yeah, that's a little small-town Halloween memories.
I got some others. I'm not going to waste them all today. We got a week coming up where we talk about Halloween. So, we just wanted to mention, I wanted to mention once again that today is National Bologna Day. Good day to have a bologna sandwich for lunch. If you will, my wife and I have not touched bologna for several years after finding something weird in a package of bologna.
Well, that's disconcerting.
Yeah. So we don't celebrate anymore. Bologna is actually, I guess.
My grandfather Fred loved a good bologna sandwich.
I guess it's kind of a hodgepodge of parts of the animal that
they
just kind of grind it up.
Salt and nitrates and.
Pretty soon you got that bologna.
There it is, a piece of bologna.
That bologna flavor.
Yep.
It's unmistakable. All right, National Bologna Day.
I liked bologna sandwiches when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
A little cheddar cheese, a little mayonnaise on some Wonder Bread. Some
goldfish.
Mm.
I think it was on this day a few years ago, I mentioned that as a kind of an appetizer sort of thing, my mother used to make what was called a bologna cake.
Bologna cake.
And I believe the two of you laughed at me. So I found some photos of what a bologna cake is. And so there, just showing you two there. And
there is such a thing.
Yeah, there is such a thing. It's something. I'm not necessarily saying I like it a whole lot.
I'll never replace angel food, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, what possessed your mother to get into this line?
I guess it was a big deal.
Oh, okay.
At one point in time or another, I guess it was a thing.
All right. Halloween.
Ooh, just yuck, that one has hot dogs on the outside of it. Ew.
All right, it's Steve and Ted in the morning here. Coming up to the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We got a lot planned in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Boeing workers turning down that company's latest contract offer. The strike continues. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs have an acquisition to try to help them out in the offing. We'll talk about that and get reaction. Both sides of that coin coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way. The Blur is coming up here.
It's always good. And, of course, audio from the Golden Bachelorette last night.
Oh!
And
the
lady made her visit to Wichita on last
really?
Night's episode. So all sorts of interesting
all that
things. That's in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
All that coming up on the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.